Guys.
Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ready to prioritize yourself? Your skin is a great place to start. Dime Beauty, founded by a master esthetician, is more than just a skincare company. With four skin-conscious categories, skincare, beauty, body care, and fragrance, Dime offers simple, spa-worthy products that will help bring your glow back. Whether you're revitalizing your regimen with nourishing products or building one from scratch, Dime makes it easy. The Work System, our all-in-one best-selling routine, includes a cleanser of your choice, toner, serums, and moisturizers, taking the guesswork out of skincare for your healthiest, happiest skin yet. Dime's commitment to clean ingredients and sustainable packaging ensures every product is as gentle on your skin as it is on the planet. With thousands of glowing five-star reviews and a loyal community, the results speak for themselves. Revive your skin and give yourself the routine refresh you deserve by visiting DimeBeautyCO.com. That's DimeBeautyCO.com. Your best skin awaits.
Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports and people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be all right. Yeah. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
Kennedy, we have Roxanne Aiello joining us inside the Good Vibe Tribe this morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
We're doing very well.
Great, great.
So, Roxanne, I'm told we should call you Miss June.
Yes, Miss June is okay.
You are a part of a calendar for the Jack Satter House.
Yes.
Tell us about the Jack Satter House first, and then we want to ask questions about your photo shoot.
Well, Jack Satter House is part of Hebrew Senior Life. We are an apartment building, independent living, on Revere Beach Boulevard, right across the street from the ocean. What better place could I be at, right?
I mean.
Yeah, it's amazing. I got up this morning, I'm looking out, and they're cleaning the beach, getting it all ready. Hopefully, we'll have some nice weather. We have a tennis association here, which I am president of, and I plan a lot of activities for the residents in the building. A lot of field trips, you know, concerts, plays, in-house activities, parties, and all that for the people. It's a wonderful place to live.
So when we're talking about this calendar, I need folks to know what we're talking about here. So
yes,
the ladies who live at this place all got together and decided they wanted to be models. But the picture I'm looking at, for example, looks like all of you are having lovely mimosas and maybe not wearing shirts. How did that happen?
Okay.
Because I'm here for all of it.
Okay. No, we're wearing tank tops.
Don't tell them that.
Fooled me, Miss June.
Them that, though, but I pulled down so it looks like we're nude, okay? And the women that, you know, did the posing, the rabbi, Lior, who without her help, we would never be able to have done this, never. I'm always looking for different fundraisers. This is how it came about, to make money for all our activities. And she suggested maybe doing a calendar. And at first I was like, oh my gosh, no, we can't be naked. She said, no, we'll look like we're naked, okay? At first some people, you know, we asked them and they, oh no. Now they're eating their hearts out. And they say to us, oh, if you do one next year. And I'm looking at them saying, you're not doing it.
Listen, it celebrates the beauty of the body. And I think that's the most important.
And then no matter how old you are, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Like, go live your life. Yeah.
And, you know, the number, the age number, I try to tell people it's only a number. It's a number. Don't be afraid of it. Some people, they panic. Oh, I'm going to be 80. I'm going to be 85. You know, thank God. Thank God some don't make it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's how I look at it. And you've got to get up every day. You've got to live each day. and do what you possibly can. This calendar shows that, you know, the ages, I mean, from 70s, you know, up to 92. I mean, that's a good variety of ages, you know. We had so much fun doing this, and it became, I mean, unbelievable. We never thought it was going to do what it did. We never really did. And the calendars are just selling. Every day we get calls for calendars, every day. It's amazing, amazing. It was a lot of fun to do when we were in New York 2 weeks ago on Kelly Clarkson's show. Am I able to say that?
Of course.
Oh, okay.
We love Kelly. Okay. She's a dear friend of ours.
Is she, you know something? Everybody's asking me, what did you think about Kelly? And I said, it was like sitting and talking to a friend of mine. Unbelievable. A lovely, lovely girl. Lovely. Sweet. Very, very nice. And they treated us unbelievable. I mean, you know, they put us in a hotel. And we had a lot of fun doing it. It was a lot of fun. And we're trying to think if we should do another one next year.
Yes, the answer's yes.
Yes, yes, you want us to?
Absolutely.
The people need it, Roxanne.
We're halfway through the year. We need it for next year.
Very quickly, okay. Can you tell us what your, like, what was your month, June? What did you do for your shoot?
What I did was I had two other girls with me, and one was my treasurer, who's Kathy Bennett, and also my recording secretary, my financial secretary, I'm sorry, Janice Gilman. And what we did was we went into our large dining area room, and we have a podium there, and that's where I have, like, big board meetings every 3 months. And we decided to do that. We try to do each photo to represent something in the building. That's what it was all about.
If we want to help you sell some calendars, this is what we're going to do. We want people to text us here in the studio at 617-655-1234. Text us here in the studio, and we will send you back a link directly to where people can buy the calendar. You're supporting the seniors there. Correct, at the Jack Satter House, which is in Revere, right on Revere Beach. You've probably passed it a million times, and you may not even have realized what it was. It is right there overlooking the
water. All the shenanigans that were going on in there.
Apparently so.
Right next to Kelly's. Right next to Kelly's roast beef.
Yeah, I know exactly where you are.
You know where we are.
I know exactly where you are. Roxanne, you and all the ladies at the Jack Satter House, and they're a part of this calendar, are officially members of the Carson and Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe.
Oh, thank you. You know, my daughter is here today. She came down for the weekend. She lives in New Hampshire. And when I mentioned the station, she goes, Ma, I listen to that every morning on the way to work.
Aww.
Every morning.
You
I
raised
know
her
them.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. You got a smart daughter there, let me tell you.
She's
Miss June.
High in the background.
Well, it was great to meet you, Roxanne. Thank you for sharing that with us.
Same here. Same here.
I love her. I'm getting a calendar.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, friend.
Thank you, Roxanne. Nice to meet you.
Same here. Thank you. Drop in sometime when you're down the beach.
Will do.
All right, bye-bye.
Okay.
If you know someone who should be celebrated in the Carson and Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe, call or text us now. 617-655-1234. Keep up the good vibes there, Boston.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Kimmy Kennedy presented by Subaru of New England. Let love bloom in a new Subaru. SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say good morning to Doc from Braintree.
Hey, Doc.
Good morning, Kennedy. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Will you kick Kennedy out, please?
Kennedy, could you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you.
So, Dan, is this a nickname, an actual, like, he earned his doctorates? What's going on here, Dan?
Yeah, we don't get a lot of people named Doc on the show.
No, it's just a nickname. When I was in high school, a teacher thought I looked like a doctor.
I hope it was like a Top Gun situation. That was like your call sign. I guess that was a reach.
All right, here we go. Kennedy's gone out of the studio. There's $100 on the line. Doc, you get more right than Kennedy, you win the money. Question number one. Today is National Leprechaun Day. Lucky the Leprechaun is a mascot for Lucky Charms cereal. What is Lucky Charms' tagline?
Lucky. Gee, I thought you were going to ask a question about the Celtics there.
All right.
Doctors don't eat sugary cereal.
Question number two. 21 years ago today in 2004, Frasier aired its final episode. It was rebooted for a couple of seasons in 2023. Which actor plays Frasier?
What's his name? Kelsey Grammer.
Guest stars for the upcoming finale of The Voice will include Blake Shelton, Kelly Clarkson, Alicia Keys, Chance the Rapper. Which network does The Voice air on?
NBC.
A source says Kylie Jenner and Timothy Chalamet are practically living together now, with Chalamet often staying at her house. Chalamet was a part of this 2019 Greta Gerwig movie about the lives of the March sisters in Concord, Massachusetts during the 19th century. Name the movie.
I don't know that one.
And question number five. Daryl Hall hates the term yacht rock, says people always come up with this kind of crap, soft rock and yacht rock and all this other nonsense, and none of it really describes anything that I do. Daryl Hall was one half of a famous music duo. Name his bandmate.
That would be John Oates.
Let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy!
We found Doc's wheelhouse.
Something told me Doc was going to get that last one. He seems of a certain age.
All right, Kennedy, welcome back. Doc from Braintree got 3 out of 5. It is just a nickname that was given to him in high school.
I had a Doc in high school.
Oh, really?
Doc.
We had a Hap in high school. Happy. Name was Happy. Called him Hap. It's a wild name. Kennedy?
Worked for Happy Gilmore.
Did.
He won a Masters.
Did I tell you got 3 out of 5?
You did.
All right. These are tough. Here we go. Today's National Leprechaun Day. Lucky the Leprechaun is a mascot for Lucky Charms cereal. What is Lucky Charms' tagline?
They're magically delicious.
1-0. 21 years ago today in 2004, Frasier aired its final episode. It got rebooted for a couple of seasons in 2023. Which actor played Frasier?
Kelsey Grammer.
2-1. Guest stars for the upcoming finale of The Voice include Blake Shelton, Kelly Clarkson, Alicia Keys, Chance the Rapper. Which network does The Voice air on?
NBC.
3-2. Question number four. A source says Kylie Jenner and Timothy Chalamet are practically living together now, with Chalamet often staying at her house. Chalamet was a part of this 2019 Greta Gerwig movie about the lives of the March sisters in Concord, Mass. During the 19th century.
I don't know.
Little Women.
Oh, duh.
We were in Concord yesterday.
Okay, Louise May.
For a lacrosse match, Kennedy.
Yes.
And as we're driving through a little downtown Concord area, Barrett's like, what is this magical place with all these beautiful buildings and grass?
It's gorgeous, right? I know, right? Your kid doesn't know what a front yard is.
Call it the suburbs.
Thank God for that Cape House. You can understand what a driveway is.
3-2, question number five. Daryl Hall hates the term yacht rock. He says people always come up with all this kind of crap, soft rock, yacht rock, all this other nonsense, and none of it really describes anything that I do.
Oh, buddy, embrace it.
Daryl Hall was one half of a famous music duo. Name his band.
Colin mate. Oates. Was John it? Oates.
That is correct. Nice job, Kevin.
Are we going to play Rich Girl now? Is that in our wheelhouse?
I can do that. Oh, I can absolutely do that. That's an all-timer, Dan. I will do that. Absolutely.
Sal's going to tune in and be like, what the hell is happening on my station?
No, if you're going to play Hall & Oates, Out of Touch is the song. But go on.
Rich Girl, so good. They were living in the future. 2 minutes and 14 seconds on that song.
Yeah. We love a short song.
All right, Doc, you don't get the cash, but you do get yourself a pair of tickets for Shakira, May 29th at Fenway Park. Brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. You enjoy those tickets, okay?
Thank you very much.
All right, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Doc from Braintree, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
All right, it's Carson and Kennedy on Mix. We are streaming on the Odyssey app, and you know what today is, Kennedy.
Yeah.
No, it is not hump day.
No. That's tomorrow.
Is pineapple on pizza a jailable offense?
Dude, this is pineapple.
Try before you deny.
Is Samsung better than Apple?
You're crazy.
Does anyone really like avocado toast?
Can I ask you a question? Absolutely not.
It's Hot Take Tuesday, where bad opinions come to die. One of us gives a hot take.
Boom. Hot take.
The rest of us burn it down.
And friends, you're going to need some aloe.
Hot Take Tuesday. Let's go.
617-655-1234. Producer Dan, you want to go first for Hot Take Tuesday this morning?
Sure, I'll go first.
What you got?
Medium rare is the only proper way to eat a steak.
It's Hot
And you're
take
doing it
Tuesday.
Wrong.
Tuesday,
Allow
Tuesday,
me to break
Tuesday.
Down the chart. If you eat it blue or super rare, if you're a werewolf, just say that.
That's my wife, Lana.
That's crazy.
She loves that.
Medium rare, congratulations. You're a person of class and culture.
That is me.
Medium, you've strayed from the path of righteousness, but I'll still sit at the table because there's hope for you to come to the correct side of medium rare. And if you're eating it medium well or well done, just order chicken fingers or pasta.
Because you're going to put ketchup on it anyway. Probably.
What are you even doing? A cow had to die for this. Do it right. Medium rare is the only proper way to eat a steak. You're all wrong.
Kennedy, Hot Take Tuesday.
Standing
what do you got?
That's my girl.
Yellow lights are for slowing down, not speeding up.
Oh!
It's Hot Take Tuesday.
No, you got to squeeze that
Tuesday,
lemon.
You really don't.
You got to squeeze that
you
lemon.
Really don't.
I got places to be.
I am that guy, Kennedy. I will stop at a yellow light or as it turns yellow, and I stop, and people honk at me and swear at me and give me the middle finger.
I'm
I agree with you at
100%. I'm not trying to get hit by somebody turning left.
Oh, I would
Thank
curse
you.
At both of you.
You would.
I absolutely
Definitely would.
Anyway.
Oldies music is from the 50s and 60s. It doesn't change as we get older. 80s music is not oldies music now. Okay, pop music from the 80s now all of a sudden isn't yacht rock. I'm with Daryl Hall from Hall & Oates. Oldies music is from the 50s and 60s. You don't get to change whatever the music is as we get older. It just is what it is and move on with your life.
You're so cute. And wrong.
Okay, why?
Yeah, baby, you get older. And things change. It's the way it works. It's the way of the world. To people yeah. who are our age when the oldies was the oldies, 80s is the oldies. It was how many years ago?
Yeah, 1985 was 40 years ago. That's
but it's
the oldies.
Not, that's old. But you don't call it oldies.
You do.
You call it 80s music.
You don't.
You don't call disco oldies because it was called disco then. It's still disco today.
If I turned
even
on an oldies
back-
station, there would be 70s music on it.
Yep. Your whole argument is it was this way when I was younger, so it has to stay this way.
Don't change.
Yeah. Old man yells at clouds.
Elvis Presley, Jerry Lee Lewis. That is oldies music, not aha and wham.
I'm sorry.
40 years ago is oldies, whether you like it or not, old man. Accept your fate.
Stacy is from Worcester. Good morning, Stacy. Stacy, what do you have for Hot Take Tuesday?
Crumble cookies suck.
Oh,
it's Hot Take Tuesday.
I love Crumble Cookie. What is wrong? They are delicious.
Really?
Yes.
No.
Delicious.
What
no.
There's one in Saugus by where I get waxed once a month, and I stop there every single month.
Hold on. Let's explain your points before they jump on you.
No. They are ridiculously overrated. The only good cookie I've ever had from them, and it wasn't even good, it was meh, was a chocolate chip. Because who can mess up a chocolate chip cookie, right? But all these other cookies, nope.
Okay, so what is a good cookie compared to a crumble cookie?
Huh?
Then what is a good cookie to you? Your mom's homemade?
My daughter's homemade, yes.
Okay. Stacey, how do you eat your steak?
How do you go through yellow light?
Yeah.
I love crumble cookies. Rebecca is from Saugus. Hot Take Tuesday. What do you have?
The movie Step Brothers is annoying.
It's Hot Take Tuesday.
Hang up
Tuesday,
on her.
Tuesday, Tuesday. I will we not just, hang
we don't need
up
those,
on...
We don't need these kind of listeners in our life.
Did we just become ex-best friends?
Oh, I will never do karate in the garage with her.
Is there no room for activities?
Why don't
Terrible
you... What is it about that movie that just it gets under your skin, Rebecca?
I mean, don't get me wrong. They have some great one-liners, but... Overall, it just annoys the crap out of me.
Hmm. All right.
Do you just not like Will Ferrell in general?
Yeah, I think that might be it.
Yeah, there. So it's not, you just don't like Will Ferrell.
Mm. People are setting the place on fire this morning, Kennedy.
I like it, but that's what Hot Take Tuesday is all about.
Step Brothers is funny. I don't...
617.
That one got me. I'm triggered.
I'm upset. 617-655-1234. It is Hot Take Tuesday. 617-655-1234. You want to comment on one of our hot takes? You want to comment on somebody who called in their hot take? Or you have a hot take of your own? We'll do that next on Mix.
It's Hot Take Tuesday.
Tuesday.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix. It is Hot Take Tuesday.
It's Hot Take Tuesday.
Tuesday.
Quickly, let's run down our hot takes for this week. Producer Dan.
Medium rare is the only proper way to eat a steak.
Kennedy.
Yellow lights are for slowing down, not speeding up.
A lot of people have texted in that said it was interesting that you chose one about driving, considering your driving history.
Oh, no, it's super bad, but me slowing down a yellow light is a good thing, friends. Believe me, that's what you want.
80s music is not oldies music. I don't care how old we get. 80s music will always be 80s music. Stop trying to make it oldies music. It's not. Oldies is Elvis and Jerry Lee.
Why are you going into 10 sentences? Hot take. One sentence. Go.
I'm just telling you. 80s music is not oldies music. Kathy's from Hyannis. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning.
Hey.
Hot take Tuesday. What you got?
I just called to agree with you, Carson.
It's hot take 100%. Tuesday.
Kennedy, you hear that? Somebody actually agreed with me. That never happened.
Yeah, it's wild. That call got picked up first somehow.
Can I ask you a question? And you don't have to answer it if you want to. Are you older than or younger than 50?
I am older, but still, my son is younger than me, and he agreed.
I saw
some. He calls 80s music. He calls 90s music grunge. He calls oldies, and 70s.
Calling 90s music grunge is wrong. There was way more music than just grunge in the 90s.
We had somebody text in who was 35 that said they call oldies music oldies.
You can call it all you want, but if you go to a radio station, they're going to be playing.
Yeah, no one's playing Elvis on the radio anymore.
I can assure you.
Becky is from Grafton. Hot Take Tuesday. What do you have?
Hi. So my hot take is that cilantro doesn't taste like soap. It actually tastes like stink bugs.
It's Hot Take Tuesday.
Have you eaten
Tuesday.
I haven't eaten a stink bug, but I will tell you there's truth to this. There's a gene, and the composition of stink bug spray and soap had aldehydes in it, which are the same. That's why it tastes that way to some people. Mm-hmm. And also, cilantro's garbage. Just let's be real.
Oh, now see that. I would fight over that.
See, there's your hot take.
Yeah, that is your hot take.
I didn't hear that last part.
She said cilantro is garbage.
Oh.
I love cilantro. I want more cilantro on top of my cilantro.
I don't care about garnish enough to care about that.
Elizabeth is from Lexington. What is your hot take Tuesday?
Good morning. My hot take Tuesday is that old-fashioned plain donuts from Dunkin' Donuts are the best.
Are you 90? Are you a 95-year-old man?
She loves oldies music.
I get a plain donut from Dunkin's. Like I dip it in my coffee and I read the paper every day.
I don't hate it.
The correct answer is Boston cream from Dunkin' Donuts.
I just don't like chocolate. I'm not the biggest sweets person, so old-fashioned plain donuts are the way to go.
Whatever, so are you talking plain, just no glaze?
Yeah, the old-fashioned
donut. Yeah, plain donut.
Yes,
it's very plain, yep.
I mean, that's always the last one in the box. That tells you everything you need to know about that donut.
That it's there for her when she wants it. That's
bring
it
to the office, leave a box, and have one of those in there, and come back in 10 minutes and see which one is left. It's that one.
Yep. You know what goes first? The Boston cream.
Thank you. let's see. Bob is from Maynard. What is your Hot Take Tuesday?
You guys are making me feel wicked old because I grew up with the Pilgrim children. And I used to play with them. But my hot take is I hate shredded coconut on any kind of dessert. You might as well take a bag of shredded paper and throw it on top of the dessert.
It's Hot Take Tuesday.
I can't argue with that one. I got nothing after that. I actually can't argue with that.
I mean, I don't mind shredded coconut, like an Almond Joy or something, but I like the way he delivered that, so I'm going to let him rock.
Let's see. Fantastic. Macy is from Boylston. What is your Hot Take Tuesday?
My hot take is that the T is a really good public transit system. People just like to complain.
It's Hot Take Tuesday.
I agree with you 150,000%.
I think the people that had to jump off of the T into the water when it was on fire might disagree with you.
Oh my gosh, yes. That is a statement for the entire MBTA for one accident.
Or the people that get stuck on the green line every day or the orange line that's currently not running right now.
Do you know why? Because it's being fixed. Because for years and years we were riding on rails that were dangerous, man.
So how's that make it a good public transportation system?
Because it is.
And for years and years, we were riding on rails that were dangerous.
Because they're healing it and making it good. Because the past administrations didn't care.
You're the MBTA's publicist.
I absolutely am.
Oh, yes, we know what you're doing after your career in radio.
100%.
You would be best friends with Perry from Love on the Spectrum.
That is awesome. Thank you, Macy.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It's Hot Take Tuesday.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no.
Game time.
Can't Beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. A little love goes a long way in a 2025 Subaru Forester Hybrid. Learn more at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say hey to Teresa from Medford.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Teresa, will you kick Kennedy out?
Yes. Kennedy, will you please leave the studio and good luck?
Sure thing. Good luck to you.
She beat you to the good luck today.
Five trivia questions. They're all pop culture. You get more right than Kennedy. Teresa, you're going to win the money. And now Kennedy, as verified by producer Dan, has left the studio.
I verify that she has left the studio.
And how's that studio over there this morning? Is it like 1,000 degrees like it is in here?
Yeah. It's Satan's living room.
I don't know what's going on in our studios, but for some reason, the heat is on.
It was a good day to wear a hockey jersey in here.
Here we go, Teresa. Question number one. Kentucky Derby winning rider, Junior Alvarado, has been fined and suspended for whipping his horse too much. You are allowed 6 whips, and he did 8. What is the proper name for someone who rides racehorses?
A jockey.
National Slider Day is Thursday, May 15th, and White Castle is celebrating by offering free original sliders to its customers. Name the comedy movie about two stoner best friends on a mission to get some White Castle, but unfortunately, everything goes awry.
I think it's called White Castle.
Question number three. Darius Rucker, 59 today. He was Hootie before he went country and had a big hit with this cover. Take a listen and finish the lyric.
Oh, rock me, mama, like a wagon wheel. Rock me, mama, any way you feel. Hey, mama, rock me.
Oh, I have no idea.
Question number four. Jude Law and Andrew Garfield will play Siegfried and Roy in an Apple TV limited series called Wild Things. Which animals did Siegfried and Roy work with for decades in their act before one eventually attacked, causing severe injuries and closing the show?
I don't know.
All right, question number five. It was 8 years ago today in 2017, Jim Parsons married his life partner of nearly 15 years, Todd Spiewak. Parsons played the character Sheldon Cooper on The Big Bang Theory. In a running gag on the show, what was Sheldon's YouTube series called?
I wasn't really much of a watcher. I don't know. Oh, my God, that's so embarrassing.
No, that's okay. Let's get Kennedy back into the studio.
Kennedy! This is a safe space, Teresa.
Yep, you don't know what you don't know, and we're okay with that.
Yeah.
Kennedy, welcome back.
Hi.
I have Teresa getting 1 out of 5.
Oh, no.
Sooch. Yes, that is a sooch. These are tough, Kennedy. Are you ready?
Yep.
Kentucky Derby winning rider Junior Alvarado has been fined and suspended for whipping his horse too much. You are allowed 6 whips, and he did 8. What is the proper name for someone who rides racehorses?
A jockey.
Does that change the results of the Kentucky Derby?
It changes the results of his wallet. You got fined like $65,000, but
I bet the owner.
I bet the owner might, because they really don't make a ton of money.
They do not.
Mm-mm.
1-1. Question number 2. National Slider Day is Thursday, May 15th, and White Castle is celebrating by offering free original sliders to its customers. Can you name the comedy movie about two stoner best friends on a mission to get some White Castle, but unfortunately, everything goes awry?
Harold and Kumar Go to White Castle?
2-1. Darius Rucker, 59 today. He was Hootie before he went country, and he had a big hit with this cover. Take a listen and finish the lyric.
So rock me, mama, like a wagon wheel. Rock me, mama, any way you feel. Hey,
Are you trying to trick me? Wagon wheel?
No, finish the lyric.
Oh, I don't know it. I was like, I thought he said the name of it. I'm like, you just said the name of it.
It is Rock Me Mama Like a Southbound Train.
Oh, I never would have gotten
it. I love that song.
Yeah, it's a good
not
one.
In a million
years. Hey, somebody
years.
Just texted in, too. Did we not get Redemption Week today? Did somebody bail or cancel, or did we just all forget?
I completely forgot.
So are they here?
No, they were on the phone. Look at your grid. They were on the phone.
Wow.
I got so wrapped up in Hot Take Tuesday.
That's all right. We can extend it to next
yeah,
Monday.
Yeah, apologies to Jack from Medford. We'll make it up to you somehow. Because Aiden's mom just texted in waiting to hear Aiden. And I was like, wait, Redemption Week. It happens. This is it
guys,
happens.
There are three of us and we all do 10 jobs. We are doing our best. Ow.
You okay? And Kennedy's down a rib.
We're falling apart.
I have a positive mental attitude, though.
2-1, question number 4. Jude Law and Andrew Garfield will play Siegfried and Roy in an Apple TV limited series called Wild Things. Which animals did Siegfried and Roy work with for decades in their act before one eventually attacked, causing severe injuries and closing the show?
White tigers.
Yes, white tigers is it. 3-1. Yeah. 8 years ago today in 2017, Jim Parsons married his life partner of nearly 15 years, Todd Spiewak. Parsons played the character Sheldon Cooper on The Big Bang Theory. In a running gag on the show, what was Sheldon's YouTube series called?
Fun with Flags.
Nice job, Kennedy.
I just started rewatching that show. God, it's so funny. Holds up.
4-1 is the final score. Teresa, I'm sorry you don't get the cash, but we do appreciate you calling in and playing
Thank
this
you.
Morning. I understand you work with young moms and teens, and you help provide them support. Is that correct?
Yes, I do.
Oh, that is fantastic.
Thanks for what you do.
Yeah. It's a very rewarding job. And I forgot to mention, I do have my partner here. My daughter, her name is Caroline. She was not very much help today, though.
Wow, Caroline,
right
watch out.
The bus.
Yeah, train just ran you over. Didn't even see it coming. All right, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
All right, we're
nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ready to prioritize yourself? Your skin is a great place to start. Dime Beauty, founded by a master esthetician, is more than just a skincare company. With 4 skin-conscious categories, skincare, beauty, body care, and fragrance, Dime offers simple, spa-worthy products that will help bring your glow back. Whether you're revitalizing your regimen with nourishing products or building one from scratch, Dime makes it easy. The Work System, our all-in-one best-selling routine, includes a cleanser of your choice, toner, serums, and moisturizers, taking the guesswork out of skincare for your healthiest, happiest skin yet. Dime's commitment to clean ingredients and sustainable packaging ensures every product is as gentle on your skin as it is on the planet. With thousands of glowing 5-star reviews and a loyal community, the results speak for themselves. Revive your skin and give yourself the routine refresh you deserve by visiting DimeBeautyCO.com. That's DimeBeautyCO.com. Your best skin awaits.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hate doing cardio?
try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Teresa and Caroline, and we cannot beat Kennedy.
How did you get that scar? 617-655-1234. I have one on the bone of my right knee. Kennedy, I was like 7th, 8th grade, broke my leg playing baseball at summer camp in Guilford, Connecticut, slid into home. The kid took me out first day of summer camp. And back in those days, Kennedy, back in my day.
Go on.
They did the cast. It was like all the way from your hip all the way down to your ankle.
In the summer.
And it weighed 400 pounds.
Miserable.
And it was so heavy that it rubbed my knee, the side bone on my knee, raw. And I've had a scar for the rest of my life because of the cast. It was so painful.
Shouldn't have slid. You should have took him out.
Yeah.
But I scored and we won the game, Dan. That's what matters. How about you and all those scars over there, Dan?
I have no scars.
Kennedy? Do you see any scars on Dan from where you're sitting? I can't see him.
Nope,
computer
he's
in the
covered from head to toe and clothes.
The segment's not about me, sir.
Why are we protecting him, Kennedy? Bill is from Hingham. Good morning, Bill.
Morning.
Hey.
How'd you get your scar, Bill?
So back in my college days, working in a kitchen, I worked in the kitchen and worked at the bar, and I was rushing, and I was working a meat slicer.
No. No.
It took us right out of my thumb. And now my thumb has two sets of fingerprints of where the slicer went down. And my entire thumb was like flat that entire summer. It was the weirdest feeling ever.
So you can never do crime because you have a very specific fingerprint.
Exactly.
Yes, that's where my head went. Yes, it is.
Oh, me too. Immediately. I was even thinking his crime name would be like Slicer.
No, I was going to say that's Two Thumbs Bill. Is who that is?
Oh, Billy Two Thumbs?
Billy Two Thumbs.
Oh, there it is.
Thank you, Bill.
Thanks, Billy Two Thumbs.
When old Billy Two Thumbs walks in, the room goes quiet.
Kathy from Kingsboro. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning.
Also cut herself, apparently. What happened with you?
Yes. So I was in my early 20s. I was at home at my dad's over the summer, and I decided I was going to be healthier and not drink soda anymore, and I was going to drink lemon water. So went to the grocery store with my dad, got some lemons, got home. I was like, wasn't to go cut a lemon. It's like, oh, they have these giant cutting boards. I'm not going to use a giant cutting board to cut this little lemon. And I knew he would kill me if he caught me cutting on his new granite countertops. So I made the really bad decision to cut the lemon in my hand. Mm. And it was a really sharp knife. Oh. And it went straight through my thumb. He had to take me to the OR. And then I realized I couldn't move my thumb. I cut my tendon and my nerve. And I needed to have surgery to repair it. I actually ended up having two surgeries. And I have like a 3-inch or so zigzag scar going down my thumb onto the palm of my hand.
So you also have two thumbs?
Kathy Two Thumbs and Billy Two Thumbs on the same show?
That's right.
You need to start up
and
a gang.
And I still cannot bend my thumb all the way. So my husband says I can only ever give 1.5 thumbs up on anything.
My sister Jessica had a compound fracture when she was little.
Yeah.
Like she was at summer camp and she fell off a horse and had like compound fracture. Bone came through and everything, right?
Oh.
So she has this gigantic scar like a lightning bolt on her forearm.
Oh, that's cool.
But you know that thing where you take your hands and you make like okay signs and then you do it upside down so your face looks like you're wearing a mask?
Yeah, like covers your eyes. Kind of,
she can only do one.
Because
so we used to like do it in front of her and be like, you can't do that.
Hers would be like the Phantom of the Opera. It's only half a mask.
Teresa is from Milford, New Hampshire. Good morning, Teresa.
Good morning.
This might be the most unusual scar story in the history of scar stories. Tell everybody how you got your scar.
Well, scuba diving off the coast of Greece. No, I'm kidding. I was looking at shells on the coast of Florida, and I found an octopus. It was really cute. I thought I'd bring it back to the ocean, and I let it climb on me. Don't play with wildlife. And it bit me. So now I have a 1 centimeter by 0.5 centimeter, 3 millimeter deep scar on my wrist that won't go away. And sounds way cooler than how I got it.
It's really cool.
It is. I want to get a tattoo of a really cool octopus around it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
What was that documentary? Octopus?
My Octopus Teacher.
What did you do to this octopus that it bit you? Because octopi are the greatest creatures that God has invented.
Yeah,
they are smart, and they love, and they hug. But they bit you, Teresa.
Because they don't like being messed with.
They don't. I'm so proud. I wanted to spike it into the ocean, but I gently set it free.
Oh, no, if you bite me, you're getting punted.
All my way. Oh, yeah, no. I cursed all the way to the hospital because I was in Florida and I don't live there. That was a fun bill.
And now her nickname is Tentacle Teresa.
Nice. Yeah, well, what does an octopus bite feel like? Do they have, like,
teeth? Yes.
Yeah, I think they do.
Yes.
They have a beak.
Yeah, they have a beak. That's what I was thinking. I knew they have a beak. So you got beaked.
Yep, I did. And their spit dissolves flesh. So it was only the size of, like, a golf ball, but gave me this.
You got acid beaked.
Wow. Wow. This is just taking turns I did not expect.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
617-655-1234. We have Lucy from Woonsocket, Rhode Island, my all-time favorite town in Rhode Island. Good morning, Lucy.
Hi, how are you?
Good. This is a wild story. Apparently, Lucy got a scar by a dog. What happened?
My dad was in the Army, and we had just came back from, I don't know where, but we just came back from Rhode Island. And he introduced me to his friend who had a dog, a St. Bernard. And the dog was sitting on the bulkhead, and I'd never been around dogs. And they said, ask him for his paw. So I did it when I was all by myself. I said, can I have your paw? He gave me his paw, but he took off the whole side, right side of my face, my lip, my eyelid, the whole thing. So now they had to do reconstructive surgery. I have a scar on my lip.
How old were you, Lucy, when this happened?
I was about 5 or 6.
Wow. Oh, my gosh.
St. Bernard's a big paw.
Wow, but you're okay.
I'm fine, and I'm not afraid of dogs. Like,
that's
I love dogs. And my parents was always like, no, don't go near the dog after.
Of course.
The dog accidentally took off my face. But, no, I'm not afraid of him. I let him in my face.
Wow, what a story.
It's great, but people look at my lip and they're like, oh my God, what happened to your lip? And I'm like, long story, let's not.
Do they really say that to you? How about none of your business?
Yeah.
How about mind your business? How about you don't talk to people about things that they can't change?
Tell them an octopus bit you. See where that goes. Wow.
Can you imagine?
Lucy, thank you for sharing that story with us this morning.
Wow, just asking for a paw.
It's a big dog, right?
Big.
It's a big dog. Alicia, how did you get your scar?
I was at my brother's baseball game when I was younger, and we went up to the snack bar and handed a jelly donut that had apparently just come out of the oven and another snack. So I was handful and holding everything very gently, and the jelly donut just started to bubble up and boil over, and now I have 2 drip scars on the side of my wrist, and I'm 38 years old.
They were making the donuts. They were frying them right there in at the baseball game?
It was at a snack shack, so I'm sure they got them from Dunkin's and tossed them in the microwave or something.
Oh,
did you get a third-degree burn from jelly?
I got a third-degree burn from a jelly donut, and never will I jelly again.
Did your parents sue them?
Yeah, if this happened now, you'd be a millionaire.
Yeah. Right? From a child's baseball league.
Yeah. We would bankrupt their Babe Ruth league.
We're going to go sue the snack shack that makes sure that the little leaguers have bats.
I would walk in front of a donut shop and just fall down.
Yeah.
Like, look what happened to me.
This would forever be known as Alicia Field if that happened
to my kid. Exactly, yeah.
All right, thanks for calling
in. Let my brother live it down.
Oh, that's funny. All right, thanks, Alicia. Have a good one.
You too. Bye.
Good morning, Kaya.
Hi.
Hi. You had a scar. What happened?
Oh, so I was over at my friend's house, and I decided that I wanted to bend down and pick up a penny that I seen on the floor, and I popped my knee and snapped it.
Picking up a penny?
Yeah. I told the surgeon I was chasing a dog.
Dan, does that sound familiar to you?
I've popped my knee so many times, dude. Oh,
never, it's so not
never
here,
picking up a penny. That's a bad return on investment.
So the rhyme isn't right. Find a penny. Pick it up all day long. You'll have good luck.
I thought
and a broken
technically
knee.
When it's heads up. It can't That's be heels. It's
that
supposed
is true.
To be heads.
Who even knows if she got to pick up the penny? It might have popped before she grabbed
I'm guessing
it.
Not.
Oh,
Alex.
Oh,
no. I literally picked it up and I felt the pop as soon as that was
getting
up.
All right. Thanks for calling in. We appreciate it.
Oh, that makes me queasy. I have so
I
many
love
knee
you
problems.
Guys.
Hey, we love
Bye.
You too. Thanks. Hannah's from Draken. Hey, Hannah.
Hi. How are you guys?
Good. How'd you get your scar?
So when I was 2 years old, I was dancing on the kitchen table. My mom told me to get down. And I, of course, said no. And then eventually I got down and I slipped and hit my eye on the table. So my dad takes me to the emergency room and the doctor's looking at me. He leaves. He comes back with a police officer. 2 weeks prior, my twin sister had split her head open. So the doctor thought it was the same child.
Oh, and he was getting the police to do a wellness check.
Yeah. And the police officer looked at me and said, what happened? And my dad started talking and he said, no, I was talking to her.
But all is well.
So are we talking emotional scars? What are we doing here?
Yeah.
No, it's just funny because, of course, you know, my dad was like, wouldn't she have stitches in her forehead still? And so, yeah, it was like...
Two different babies. It's
this
okay.
Took a turn. This took a weird turn.
Bless your heart.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Hannah.
Yeah, it was a funny story. You're welcome. Thanks, guys.
All right, bye.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win. Man, you're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't Beat Kennedy brought to you by Subaru of New England. Let love bloom in a new Subaru. You can hit up SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, it's Melissa from Northboro.
Good morning.
Good morning, Kennedy.
Good morning.
Hi. Hi.
That is Parker and Owen. They are on their way to college, as I understand it.
A couple more years.
Okay. Well, they sound like smart kids. What do I know? Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Kennedy, could you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you. You too.
5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy. You score yourself $100. If you tie Kennedy, that's a loss for you. And she's now over in that soundproof studio. You ready?
Yes.
Seth MacFarlane is now doing an animated TED series featuring the voices of Mark Wahlberg and Amanda Seyfried. MacFarlane is known for creating and starring in one of the most popular animated comedy shows of all time. Name the show.
Family Guy.
We're a step closer to getting the Legally Blonde prequel series. Yesterday, Prime announced that Elle would premiere this summer. Who played Elle Woods in the films?
It was Reese Witherspoon.
The Social Security Administration released its annual baby names list for Mother's Day. And for the 6th year in a row, Olivia and Liam are the top names for girls and boys. Speaking of the Social Security Administration, how many digits are in a Social Security number?
9.
Singer Tory Lanez was stabbed in prison yesterday. His Instagram says he was stabbed 14 times, but he's in good spirits despite the pain. Tory is serving 10 years for which crime?
Tory Lanez?
Tory Lanez, All right, I need an answer.
Shooting. Oh, he shot Megan Thee Stallion.
Question number 5. Morgan Wallen apparently flies to Northern Ireland to play golf with Tom Brady. Tom Brady owns a minority stake in an NFL franchise. What is the name of the team that he's a minority owner in?
He owns part of... what does Brady own? Is it the Raiders?
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
How old are Parker and Owen?
Owen is 6 and a half, and Parker turns 9 on Saturday.
Nice.
And Owen also just said I lost already.
Well,
a little more.
Well, you tell him you got 5 out of 5 right.
What?
Yep. What?
his eyes.
All right, Kennedy, these are tough. I'm not going to tell you which ones you got right or wrong. It adds to the suspense. Are you ready?
Yep.
Seth MacFarlane is now doing an animated TED series featuring the voices of Mark Wahlberg and Amanda Seyfried. MacFarlane is known for creating and starring in one of the most popular animated comedies of all time. What is the name of the show?
Family Guy.
We're a step closer to getting the Legally Blonde prequel series. Yesterday, Prime announced that Elle would premiere this summer. Who played Elle Woods in the films?
Reese Witherspoon.
The Social Security Administration released its annual baby names list for Mother's Day, and for the sixth year in a row, Olivia and Liam are the top names for girls and boys. Speaking of the Social Security Administration, how many digits are in a Social Security number?
9.
And what is yours?
Right.
8675309. Singer Tory Lanez was stabbed in prison yesterday. His Instagram says he was stabbed 14 times, but he's in good spirits despite the pain. Tory Lanez is serving 10 years for which crime?
He shot Megan Thee Stallion in the foot.
Morgan Wallen apparently flies to Northern Ireland to play golf with Tom Brady. Tom Brady owns a minority stake in an NFL franchise. Which one?
I feel like it's Las Vegas. Is it Las Vegas? I'm going to say I don't know the name of the team. The Las Vegas team?
We need a team name, Kennedy.
The Knights are the NHL, right? I'm gonna be here all week.
All right, question number one. You said Family Guy. That is correct. Question number two. You said Reese Witherspoon. That is correct. Question number three. Yes, there are 9 digits in the Social Security number. Question number four. Shooting Megan Thee Stallion in the foot is correct. And you said Las Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
That was half correct.
Mm-hmm.
The Las Vegas Raiders.
Raiders.
Yes.
In my head, I was Oakland. I was thinking Oakland, and I'm like, is it? Oh,
5-4 is the final score, and Melissa gets the win.
Let's go! We're amped up.
This money is helping me get my next pet.
Oh.
Get his next
Parker
what?
Parker says the money is his next pet.
His next pet. Oh, it's Parker's Pet Fund. Okay. There it is.
Yeah.
$100. Yes, to Parker's Pet Fund. Snakes. Parker, you should ask for a tarantula or a snake.
Oh, no.
Bearded dragon.
Even better, bearded dragon Kennedy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they will name the bearded dragon Kennedy. All right, Kennedy, what do you want to say to Melissa before she leaves?
My name is Kennedy. I'm from Quincy, and I can't beat Melissa.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no. Game time.
Campy Kennedy presented by Subaru of New England. Love spring in a new Subaru. You can visit SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say hey to Caitlin from North Reading.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Will you kick Kennedy out, Caitlin?
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you. You too.
We're going to see if we can rename the game to Can't Beat Caitlin.
Bum, bum.
Love it.
$1,000 on the line. Kennedy's in that soundproof studio now. She can't hear anything that is happening. Are you ready?
I am ready.
Bindi Irwin had emergency surgery Saturday after her appendix ruptured in Las Vegas. Her brother Robert shared the news at a gala fundraiser named for their dad. Who is their famous father?
Steve Irwin.
Jason Tatum suffered a potential season-ending injury in last night's Celtics loss to the New York Knicks in the NBA playoffs. What does NBA stand for?
National Basketball Association.
Bill Belichick was in the audience to watch as his girlfriend, Jordan Hudson, came in third at which pageant?
I believe it was the
the main pageant, the U.S. main pageant, USA main pageant.
Is that what you're going with? Question number four.
I think so.
Taylor Swift has been subpoenaed to testify in the Blake Lively-Justin Baldoni legal battle. Justin's attorneys want to ask her about a meeting where she and Ryan Reynolds allegedly helped Blake pressure Baldoni to alter a scene in which movie?
It ends with us.
Question number five. Which famous rapper played a fictional version of himself in the TV show Atlanta? What famous rapper played a fictional version of himself in the TV show Atlanta? Need an answer.
I don't know. Okay. Ice-T.
I'll ask you, Kennedy, back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
I understand you're a dental hygienist.
I am, yes.
My daughter, Courtney, just finished up all of her finals for the first year and a half, Kennedy. And made the honor roll.
For what?
She's going back to school to become a dental hygienist.
I had no idea.
They make good money.
Yeah, she's a year and a half.
Amazing. It's a great career.
What's it like having your hands in people's mouths all day, though?
Gross.
Honestly, I would rather do that than, like, you know, deal with blood and, you know, poop nursing. So
fair enough.
I'd rather do what I do.
Caitlin got 3 out of 5, Kennedy.
Well done, friend.
Yeah, these are difficult. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Bindi Irwin had emergency surgery Saturday after her appendix ruptured in Las Vegas. Her brother Robert shared the news at a gala fundraiser named for their dad. Who was their famous dad?
Steve Irwin.
Tied at one. Jason Tatum suffered a potential season-ending injury in last night's Celtics loss to the New York Knicks in the NBA playoffs. What does NBA stand for?
The National Basketball Association.
It's very weird. They have association and governors and all that sort of thing. It's not a league. Tied at 2. Question number 3. Bill Belichick was in the audience to watch his girlfriend, Jordan Hudson, come in 3rd at which pageant?
Miss Maine.
Miss Maine USA is the correct answer I was looking for, Kennedy.
Oh, bite me.
Aren't they two different things? I'm not a pageant person. Isn't there, like, I don't know.
Question number 3.
I don't know. That's why I was confused.
Yep. Question number 4, excuse me. Taylor Swift has been subpoenaed to testify in the Blake Lively, Justin Baldoni legal battle. Justin's attorneys want to ask her about a meeting where she and Ryan Reynolds allegedly helped Blake pressure Baldoni to alter a scene in which movie?
It ends with us.
It ends with us is correct. Tied at 3. And question number 5, can you tell us which famous rapper played a fictional version of himself in the TV show Atlanta?
Donald Glover.
And do you know his rapper name, please?
Childish Gambino.
That is correct. Nice work. Good job, Kennedy. Caitlin, those were tough. You did great.
You really did.
Yeah, those were hard questions. Unfortunately, we can't give you the $1,000. But we do appreciate you listening and playing this morning. What would you like to say to Kennedy before you go?
I am Caitlin from North Reading, and I cannot be Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.